Wednesday, May the 17th, 2006. This is Tips from the Top Floor, show number 123.
Here's another edition of Tips from the Top Floor, bringing you the best tips and tricks for your digital photography.
And today, we're in for a treat again. It's time to look all the way back to the early, early shows.
And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Hello and welcome to Tips from the Top Floor. This is Chris Marquardt and you're listening to the podcast about all things digital photography. And glad you could make it. If you're a new listener, make sure to take a listen back to some of the older shows. You'll find a link at the top of the Tips from the Top Floor homepage that will give you a list of all the previous shows, even those that are not on iTunes or other podcatchers anymore.
Hello, Chris. This is Ravitar. Just thought I'd leave you some voicemail on my way home from work, and it's terribly boring in traffic. Just wanted to thank you guys again for calling me on this London get-together. And I hope you all, I know you guys had fun. I've seen the photos. And I want to thank you again for making me a Pixie. It's great to be in the Rubik's Pixie, and hope I can help out as much as I can. So you have a good weekend or whenever you check this. Oh, my wipers are going crazy here. You have a good week and enjoy your 3 weeks of goofing off, vacationing, and classes, or whatever it is you're doing specifically for the next 2 weeks. And we look forward to hearing back 3 times a week when that shows up next month. So talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, thank you, Ravsitar. Release Pixie. Yeah, he's the man behind posting the show online and doing the blog entries and everything, and he's doing a really good job there. And now let's have a very quick look at 3 pieces of news. Number one, speaking of the list of shows, here's a call to action for all of you. If you take all the previous tips from the Top Floor shows together, you'll probably end up with a quite nice archive of pretty timeless photography lessons, but I'm trying to find an easier way of accessing those. If you're really good with programming Flash and you'd like to help me convert the list of shows into a nicer looking and more graphical format, something dynamic, maybe even with an integrated MP3 player, why not shoot me an email to info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com. News item number 2, the images of the symmetry assignment are online in the gallery. If you haven't seen them yet, make sure to take a look. 64 listeners of this show have provided their interpretation of the term symmetry, and as usual, you've all submitted quite some awesome work there. Thanks for that. And while you're there, also check out some of the older assignments. There's lots of great work there. And last but not least, I received a few emails and comments around show number 121. That's the one where I revealed what's inside my camera bag. And basically, those mails pointed out that I forgot to mention a few things. And of course, you guys were completely right. That was all my fault. First of all, there's, of course, the polarizer, a special filter that'll help you to work a bit on the colors and darken down skies and things, which, by the way, I also talked about in show, 79, I think. I'll put a link to that into the show notes. And then, obviously, what was also missing on the picture is the camera itself and my 70-40mm lens, because that's what I shot the actual image with. But now it's time for today's main segment, which in fact is a bit more than one single show. If you listened to the last shows, you know that I'm currently on a 3-week business seminar that's really kind of taken away from my time, and therefore I can't really do the show 3 times a week at the moment. And listener Jeffrey Simonson actually heard my call for help, and he did an awesome job in compiling some of the best bits from the first 60 shows into the first Best of Tips from the Top Floor. And Simon also happens to be a photographer, and you can find his online gallery at photo.simonsonjh.org. That's photo.simonsonjh.org. And of course, that link will also end up in the show notes. So yeah, listen to Best of Tips from the Top Floor, show number 1-60.
This is Tips from the Top Floor, brought to you by Chris Marquardt.
You are sleeping. You do not want to believe. You are sleeping.
Hello, welcome to the second incarnation of Tips from the Top Floor. Tops from the Tip Floor. That will be something new. No, it's Tips from the Top Floor.
Hi, I'm Shami from Argentina.
This is Sean from California.
Hi, babes. I'm Stella, talking from Madrid.
Hi, this is Pear from New Orleans, Louisiana, USA.
Hi, I'm Last Future from the Supernode podcast.
I'm Juliana from Australia.
Hello, this is Forrest McCormack from Washington, D.C.
Hello, I'm Besson from Beirut.
And you're listening to Tips from the Top Floor.
I mean, you heard it in the beginning of the show. I compiled a few of the MP3 greetings I got so far, and they are from all over the world. From Australia, from the US, from Europe, from South America, from basically almost anywhere. I think I'm still missing out on a few greetings from Asia.
日本の皆様、クリス・マークアートの、素晴らしいポッドキャストをぜひ聞いてください。Tips from the Top Floor と言います。よろしくどうぞ。
Hola gente, este es Andrés. Hello people, I'm Andres from Argentina and you're listening to Tips from the Top Floor.
This is Tips from the Top Floor, bringing you handy hints to enhance your digital photography. Check out the website at www.tipsfromthetopfloor.com. Send your feedback to info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com.
Let's see. We're already 2 minutes into the show without any trace of photography tips and tricks. Guess we should get started right away. What next? Oh, let's start the show. Let's finally get into photography. And I guess you'll have to be very easy on me today. It's a Monday show and I just felt in a real silly kind of mood. So listen to the silly segment. I think photography is not about equipment. Photography, it's not the camera that takes the picture, it's the photographer. There have been so many pictures out there that have won the biggest prizes that have been done with cheap cameras. So I don't get it. I mean, when someone cooks for you, and you like the meal. That's an analogy that someone told me recently and I really love it. Would you say, oh thank you, what a lovely meal. You must have great pots and pans. Is photography basically a very manly thing to do? Just drag your model into some shadier part of the scene and... And believe me, there's more to come. I'm still not running out of material here. It's just, wow. I think this will bring the whole show to a totally different level. I just hope we can do a few more of those.
You're listening to Tips from the Top Floor. Photography Tips.
The number of steady listeners has, by the way, now crossed the 40 boundary, which is pretty cool for a show that's just been out there for less than a month, but could be better, so I need all the help I can get. Tips from the Top Floor is ranked 3rd in the educational category and has an overall rank of 102. I'm... number 2 in the educational category, and it just makes me feel really, really good. And I think we are actually getting close to the 300 listeners signed up via an RSS feed, and for the MP3 download statistics, we are over 16,000 MP3 downloads since this show started. We are rapidly approaching the 500 readers via the RSS feed. We have over 35,000 MP3 downloads of all the shows so far. When I checked the subscriber numbers today, I almost fell off my chair. Just Just get this, 1,250 subscribers as of the recording of this show. This show has crossed the 5,000 listeners line. And I don't know what to say. So, well, all I can say is thanks to all of you. I'm just blown away. And I have no idea where this is going, but, well, let's see. Tips from the Top Floor has won the podcast awards in the education category. And I must say that I probably have the best listeners in the whole wide world.
This program is not available on 8-track tape.
Man, this is some of the greatest stuff I've ever heard.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Real good title for a radio program.
And then we'll follow that with tips from the top floor. What's
tips
that?
From the top floor is neat because it's actually not an American one. It's from Germany, from southern Germany, a guy named Chris Marquardt, who I gather is an audio engineer by profession. So you'll hear he's good at the audio aspects of it, but he's an amateur digital photographer and is very good at explaining digital photography.
So he's giving tips on how to take pictures in difficult situations.
Yeah, and he's really good. I mean, I was a professional photographer before I worked at WNYC, and I've learned things from him. So some people have a knack, and this is the perfect medium for them.
But he's also packaged himself with that incredible opening.
Podcasting for the digital photographer. This is Tips from the Top Floor. And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Okay, I'm on the top floor, looking out a window. It's about 12:30 a.m. in the middle of the night. I just returned home, and it's a thunderstorm coming up here. So what I've done is I'm still trying to capture lightning. Oh, lightning bolt. I think I just got a good, nice one right behind the church. Oh, and another one. This is amazing. Oh, wow. That was a tremendous lightning bolt. So, wow. That was a massive one. Whoa, there was a big one. Oh, that was huge. Whoa, that was big. Oh, and another one. Right in the shot. Oh man, and another one. That was a big one. That's it. Whoa, there was another big one. Oh wow, there was a big one. That was a definite winner. And fire. And I guess I hit another one. Wow. Ooh, that was big. Almost blinded me. Oh yes, that's it. Guess that. Wow, man! Did you hear that? Oh, this is getting real close now. So that's what I call sound seeing. That's what I call sound seeing.
Hello? Hello? Anyone in here? Ooh, that's dark in here. Let me light a match. Ooh, that's pretty nice. Ah, too bad I can't take pictures in low light conditions like these. Oh, and why do characters in radio plays always have to talk to themselves?
Tips from the top floor. Digital photography at its best.
Did you hear that? Oh, the car's coming over here. Oh, no. So, there's two cows. Can I get them in one shot? Yeah, it's all right. Ah,
Wow, what a nice idyllic place. Let me see if I can get this guy on the picture.
He looks at me as if he wants to...
wants to attack me or something. He seems a bit angry. I think it could be dangerous here.
On the one hand, they are beautiful animals. On the other hand, they could be kind of scary.
Especially 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them. Scary. Oh, they're actually not really scary. Earlier on, they were scary, but now they are just chewing away their grass and... Huh? Is that yummy? Hello? Talk to me. Ouch! I just leaned against the electric fence. Ow, my leg. Ouch. Ah, I didn't even see that. It's rusty. It's kind of hardly visible against the ground. Ouch! So now I know why those cows didn't actually attack me. They're afraid of getting a shock. Ow! Ooh.
Thanks for tuning in. It's been a pleasure doing this show for you from my little studio on the top floor in Tübingen, southern Germany. My name's Chris Marquardt. Have a good one and happy shooting. And remember, it's digital,